I'm Brian Woodcock.
I'm a director and chairman of the club.
So you've now won Club of the Year 3 times.
3 years with Rossdale, yeah.
What makes you different to every other club?
To be blunt, no sports club comes with a set of instructions. So it's basically made up of the members. The members make the club. So we must have really good members here. Because if we didn't have really good members, we wouldn't stand a chance of winning the sports club award of any shape or size. And the second bit is probably the people who administer the club. And over the years, we've looked at where we have gaps within our club and how we can make it better for every member.
So let's take a close look at your actual club. First of all, tell me a bit about the club.
The club started in 1954. It originated out of the Rochdale Gun Club. And it started in shooting at the old Rochdale gun range, then moved up to some premises in Wardle, and from Wardle moved to here at Rochdale Rugby Club and now to this current building, and we have outdoor ranges here and at Bawley in Middleton.
What impact has it had on your club winning these awards? I mean, have you seen numbers increase, or does that not really make a difference?
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, we have seen an increase in the number of people who are applying to come at least find out about Archery here, if not join the club. We have fewer leavers than the national average, and year on year we're increasing our membership. Interest from outside of people wanting to try Archery on a commercial basis hasn't been their club, whether it be a friendship club or a retirement club or a works session into the club to do a have a go. We do lots and lots of those now as well, and we're in big demand to go and do some of the local authority road shows that they do, and children's sessions in the summer. We also get asked to do those because this is a club that has that level of ability to be able to provide that and provide it to a standard that is recognised as being one of the best, as in we've got these awards.
So what's next for your club?
That's a club that never stands still, and we're constantly looking to move things forward. We just held our first world record status shoot. We ran it in conjunction with one of our outreach clubs in the universities, and that was incredibly successful. And we're also looking to, because this facility is limited in the number of people you can actually get through its doors, we're now looking at building another indoor range in Middleton, which is a big project. That's £500,000 worth of project, so we're concentrating on trying to raise some money for that. And again, winning the awards is hopefully, fingers crossed, going to help us when we approach funding bodies and they turn around and say, well, who are you? Well, that's it, yeah, we've got all these awards, this is why we've got these awards, how we've achieved this to this day, this is our plans for the future. There's a sort of a legacy in that we do have a reason for doing what we're doing most of the time, which is, I think, the bit that actually is probably quite different to everybody else, in that a football pitch is a football pitch is a football pitch. But we just see anybody can do this sport, so we want to make it accessible to everybody.